He's the famous frontman pulling double duty for both the Angels and the Screaming Jets. But even one of the busiest musos in Australia still has to stop for lunch and a chat to Oz Music's biggest names. This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets.
And this is our Lunch with Gleeso catch-up podcast, with conversations you may have missed earlier and the parts we just didn't have time to play today.
Yes, indeed. A bloke from where I grew up, my little neck of the woods, he's made some massive inroads, not just here but overseas. He's something a little different. Now, I'm not sure I've told you this, Al, but I'm not even a closet country fan. I am out of the closet. The doors banged open and I just jumped out and started singing, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille." But we've got Morgan Evans on him and he is absolutely smashing it all over the world, especially in the country scene in America. And Morgan, it's great to catch up with you, and it's always great to talk to someone from my neck of the woods up there around Newey.
Absolutely, man. I grew up around Lake Macquarie, and Newey was where I grew up and will always be home.
In the early days of your music career, was it a case of trying to cover as much of your hometown as possible?
Absolutely. I think I've probably played every bar in Newcastle more than once. And it's so funny, as I sort of grew up and started to travel more and play further away, I realized that Newcastle audiences are probably the toughest audiences to impress. You know, like, they're the audiences that kind of stand there with their arms crossed until you prove yourself. And I think growing up there playing music there really prepared me well for everywhere else.
So I guess this has really toughened you up for whatever you face next, hasn't it?
Exactly.
Okay, time to go back, way, way back. What inspired you to take your first steps into the music scene?
Well, I think just growing up, you obviously don't have too much choice. You listen to your parents' records, and for me, there's kind of six main records, and three of those were country, which was like Garth Brooks and Glen Campbell and another band called the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And then there's like these three other records, like an Eagles best of, a Led Zeppelin best of, and a Creedence Clearwater Revival, you know. So it was like this like strange collection of music now, but at the time I was just like, yeah, let's put on that one and then that one, you know. I didn't really know what rock and country and all that kind of thing were, and that's just kind of how I grew up listening to music.
So after being inspired, do you remember the very first time you sat down to write a song?
I do, man. I didn't ever think songwriting was it was never really a challenge that I saw. I mean, it is now. I totally see that now. But I remember when I got a guitar and I was teaching myself to play out of an Eagles chord book. And with the first four chords I learned, I wrote a song. Like, it was the worst song you've ever heard. But I was just like, my whole thought pattern was, I want to go play shows, so I better write some songs to go play the shows, you know. And I guess that's how I got started.
Your debut album's called Things That We Drink To. There just has to be a story behind the name.
Well, I mean, the title is the title of one of the songs on the record, which is actually, it was a song that was inspired by a guy that was my manager for 10 years. He discovered me here in Australia and he took me over to the States and he got my whole career started. And he actually passed away really suddenly last year. And it was incredibly sad. And on the day of his memorial in Nashville, I was in the studio with a couple of guys that I write with a lot. And we all knew him and we wrote this song. It's a tribute to him, basically, and to anyone that's lost anyone that's close to them. But as the album track list was coming together, you know, I've been writing for like 3 years for this record. There's hundreds of songs to choose from. And as they sort of started taking shape in that 11-song list that you see now, I realized that every track was sort of something you could raise a glass to and cheers yeah. about, you know, and whether that was, you know, like falling in love, like I got married last year, you know, and yep. Like whether that's like finding a new home on the other side of the world or whether it's losing someone. It's all something that you can raise a glass to. And I thought Things That We Drink To would be the perfect title.
Now, speaking of Nashville, I read on the internet recently that you actually shouted the entire bar at one of your shows.
It was a little bar, but yes, it was downtown in Nashville, and they have, I mean, this two-block strip or three-block strip would have hundreds of bars on it, and all the way for like back to these like really old school honky tonks is what they call them. And there's one there called Tootsie's. And I remember my first time setting foot in Nashville 10 years ago, I went down to that main street and I made, like, for some reason I walked into that bar first, and I remember buying a beer, and I remember looking around, there's a country band playing. I remember just thinking, this is so cool. And so yeah, we put out the first five songs of the record on an EP, and the day that came out, I thought, hey, I'm going to go down and like really take a moment to appreciate, you know, all that goes into to getting this music ready and getting this music out, and let's do a shout and have a toast, you know.
Tell us a little bit how the crowds differ from the Oz music scene to the Nashville music scene.
I think the main difference is like what kind of what I was saying about Newey before is like, I feel like American crowds show up and they're having a good time. Like, let's go. Like, don't mess this up. And I feel like Aussie crowds kind of show up and they want to be entertained. But at the same time, when you get them, it's just like the energy is crazy, you know? So I would say that's the main difference.
Mate, you got plenty going on already. What are your movements coming up for the new year ahead?
Yeah, 2019 is going to be a crazy year on the road. I mean, it is already mostly planned. So I'll be on the road a lot. And I guess the beauty of being on the road in the US a lot is you're kind of out on a tour bus. And so I'll be able to take some writers and my producer out, and we'll be able to write on the road. So we'll be able to be out playing shows and also start the next record at the same time. So I'm looking forward to it. I get to play music, I get to make music, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
All right, well, thanks very much, Morgan Evans, for joining us. Good to see a Newcastle boy kicking goals, and hopefully things go onward and upward for you. Congratulations on everything, and thanks for coming and joining the show.
No worries, thank you.
This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso.